Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everyone. Happy Sunday and peace and love. Well, welcome to the Conversations with A&A. I'm your host, Angela, and I have with me the co-host, Avon. And today we are back with the topic, should women submit to their man? And this is due to high demand that we was asked to do a second installment of this, okay? So we just, and also today we have a guest. We have Susie and her husband Sandy, just to give us a different perspective of how, just a different perspective of this conversation that we have. And, you know, from the first show, whoever listened, our show is about women issues and just basically dealing with our issues and starting conversations about this that most people don't want to start. So we sharing our ideologies and coming from different perspectives and ideas. It's like a thought-provoking show, you know, like why we do the things we do, how can we change, you know, talking about our mental health. So we are on a mission to help solve the problems of Black women, like what we're facing. So once again, the show is Should Women Submit to Their Man? And second installment. So we just want to, you know, we're going to be speaking to Susie and Sandy and just asking questions and just hearing it from a different perspective, you know. And some of the things that Avon talked about, I know, Avon, you probably feel the same way. We spoke about, are we still living in a day and age where women should submit to their man? Does it even make a difference? How it has affected our community? And will submitting to your man keep your relationship together? And why some women don't want to submit? Why is this word submission or submit so, it bring up so many negative thoughts? So with that, Susie, what would you, what's your thoughts?
Hi, this is Susie. I'm sitting here with Sandy, my life partner, I have to tell you. And of course, like I said before, this relationship and parenting thing is not for cowards. You have to really, really love yourself to really fight for the person you love. And I don't mean physical fighting, you know, just the everyday stuff, not the physical fighting, but recognize that this is not some, you know, weekend kind of fling or some 2 month or 6 month deal. You see this person, you end up dating this person, and you like this person, you want to be with this person, you want to build a life with this person. So, you know, you have to figure yourself out first. And I think most of us didn't have a chance to do that. So it's about, you know, are you willing to take this journey with me? Am I willing to take this journey with this person, with this man that walked into my life, you know, with everything I expected and everything I wanted. And hopefully, you know, our sisters that are listening will have some constructive questions, you know, where we can have a healthy exchange so we can help each other, because it is difficult out here.
Right. And women do have these concerns. You know, Avon and I, we're always talking about that, how, you know, women reject that, they reject that word because, and Sandy touched on something, and I want him to touch on that. Why is this so? You know, when they hear that, oh, submission, I'm not submitting, and it's like, you know, introducing, you know, drugs into a family. Like, no, it's not that serious. But, and like you were saying earlier, when we had, you know, these personal conversations, that you don't have a problem with the word because you know where you stand at in the relationship. A lot of women, it's tough, you know, just, and I'm thinking now, like, what is it? What's so tough about that? And then you hear them say that it's because of the man. He's not, you know, they don't respect him for many reasons to submit to it. It's the trust factor. So with that said, what do, Sandy, hi, Sandy.
Gee,
I know you was
up?
Mad for me. I know you was mad with me earlier, but you know, I love you still, Sandy.
I love you still.
So, what is your perspective from that? You know, from what I just said in terms of women, they just reject that. You know, Black women. I'm talking about Black women here. They reject it. You know,
they reject submitting.
Well, they don't. Yeah, they reject that. That whole word submitting. And when mm-hmm. Let me explain something to you. We had a lot of feedback. When I say submission, I'm meaning like the man being the head of the household or the leader, or you know, just basic gender roles. You know, and maybe it's me because I come from a, you know, I'm like old fashioned. I'm come from a, you know, a traditional family. But so, and I don't have, you know, I'm just thinking of, you know, that's just me. But a lot of women still, they just, you know, when I say submission, I'm like letting a man take the lead, a responsible man, you know, and what do you see as being responsible? But still, this seems like it's tough for a lot of women. So why do you think that's so?
Why is it tough for women to do it?
No, it's tough for a lot of women for the submission part.
Angela, you know what I think it is? The question, first of all, hello, Sandy, and hello, everyone out there. Happy 2021.
Hello.
Where the problem is the word. What does this word mean? Where does it come from? We need to understand that, because the last time that we opened up the show and when you were given the definition from the Oxford Dictionary, just that the definitions alone, it was just, I caught me off guard. I said, like, whoa, is that what it meant? Because I had a different feel of what submission meant. So I think we need to get a clearer idea of what the word means itself and where did it originate from, you know, and then we can feed into it from there.
Well, what I mean about submission, I'm talking about submission in a relationship, basic submission
exactly,
in a relationship.
Exactly.
So that's what I want. And I just, the first show was just to have it, just to put it out there, you know, with the definition on purpose, just to, so we can hear people feedback. Like when I asked Susie, how she feel about submission in her relationship? She had no problem with it. She had no problem. She didn't need like that definition. So that
women do.
Okay. No, I understand that. But see, that's what I was trying to provoke. What I was trying to see is I was trying to get a feel of what that word means just for that. People know, we know what that means. We heard it in our communities before. Oh, submit to your man. We heard that in our churches before. Submit, submit. So we understand what that word is before we look at a dictionary. You understand? So we distinctly know, like, submit to your man, automatically that's meaning you're in reference to a relationship. So I wanted to hear other people, why is it agitating you if it's said? That's the point that I was trying to make. Why do you think your man, I'm sure you heard these conversations before with other men. Oh, you know, women, black women, especially black women, have a problem with submitting. Why do you think that is so?
To start with some kind of historical perspective about the idea of what is the black man's role in family, that has, you know, a lot of tragedy with it, a lot of wounds in terms of the black man being the leader of the family and having a lot to say about what goes on. And that was, I guess, of black men living with a model that, well, I'm the father, I'm the husband, I should be the one who makes these final decisions and be the one to protect my family. Our experience here in the United States has been very difficult in trying to be a man, to be considered a man, to be looked at as a man. And it's very tricky to navigate a relationship, considering that the dominant culture has stripped you, in most ways, of being a father. And so you're not really left very much to in the eye of the public and even in your own psyche. Well, what makes me a man? I can father many children. Does that make me a man? If I can get a job and hold on to that, does that make me a man? You know, am I a man if I can just, you know, take care of myself and move around as I please? So if we're talking about men and women being together in a relationship, we really are talking about family structure. And
right.
and family structure to be a part of the general culture, you know, of holding together, having it grow and survive and be able to sustain itself. So in so many cases where black men have been stripped of that role, many women don't necessarily say he's not worthy because he doesn't have any power. I think in many cases women have been very, very supportive of being leaders and taking leadership roles. Like a few years ago, I was reading an article about the role that black women played to the rights movement of the 1960s, where they were so strong and so dependable in that movement, and yet that was not played up. What was obviously given to the public was, you know, Ralph Abernathy, the Martin Luther Kings, the Malcolm X's, and all these other black leaders who were male. And, you know, rightfully so, they had their due. But there were so many women who were doing so much behind the scenes that they say, which means we can't give any credit, but we know you're there, you know. And I think we need to know about that. So in many cases, women have not been given their due, but they're also looking at the male comments, so, well, what can he say? What can he do that I can't say or do? I think about my mother and watching her struggle with my stepdad, and there are things that she knew were right, and she would, you know, verbally fight for those things. If you were right, she, you know, she would step back and say, okay, let's do it that way. So for me, my model was my mother, who was able to negotiate, but negotiate from a stance of strength and knowledge and her experiences of seeing the black women of the South, you know, do so much and be so strong and dependable, holding families together when men were off working. Her father worked on the railroad, so he wasn't around for a lot of time. She was, so her mother was there, and her cousins, her aunt. So there was a strong sense of women holding things together. And those women are not going to take a back seat. Rightfully so.
Right.
I think what we're looking at today, you know, it's like, I don't know. You know.
It's difficult, right? That's what I said. It's just like, and one of the things that, okay, like one of the things that's going on now, Sandy, and I'm just going to, in terms of, in, from a perspective of research and speaking to other men and hearing the cries of other black men in our community, is that women don't want to listen. They're out of order. They don't, you know, and I see where it can be. It depends on the man. Like you was, me and you, you and I had this conversation earlier. It could depend on the man, right? And you mentioned something like in reference to that. It depends, you know, did this guy just come home from and being incarcerated? Did, you know, what kind of household he was led into? So if a woman knows this information in her mind, she's not going to say this to the man, but she's like, okay, he, you know, I see that he has children and he might not, you know, be taking care of the children. So I can't, you know, I'm going to listen to him, but I can't really following his in his footsteps because I'm scared. You know, I think it's more so being afraid for a woman. I don't know, but I'm just hearing about other women saying this, and it's like a fear thing. You know, if I give you power, if I give you leadership, can you actually be a leader and you don't have no experience in doing this? You know,
right.
And then there's some men, so it's a combination, and even if when women see that men have experience, it's still scary for them because they're like, okay, well, is this going to end and I'm still back in that situation? So I don't know, but that's what some of the things that I've been hearing. Susie and Avon, you can, because Avon would even talk about certain issues and that, you know, that she know people have faced, women have faced, and not that we want to disrespect black men, but it's just a matter of trust. And seeing him in leadership, and you said something very profound back in the 60s. I didn't even know that you know, men was off, and they was known that they was doing leading the civil rights movement, but that wasn't highlighted. See, when I'm good, men like you and other men who are holding down households, who are taking care of their families, and blending families, and they're doing it, you guys are not highlighted enough. That's another issue. You know, we don't see them. So where do we see you at? Where do we don't see them. We just hear it, we're getting bad negative thoughts and ideologies of black men. So when they come on the scene, even though we're giving them, we are romantically involved with them, we still feel some type of insecurity because we don't know. You get what I'm saying? Like we going by, a lot of women go by TV. And when I say we, I'm speaking
with this idea of image. That is, what is the image of a father? What's the image of a good man? And I know Susan and I talk about this a lot, and I've, personally laid at the feet of media and the propaganda they put forth of what does a man do. And you can see from my generation growing up as a 10, 11-year-old seeing Ozzie and Harriet, and I said, that's how it's done? I don't see me in there, but that must be how it's done. Right? And yet, today, again, let's look to the media. What do our young girls see as the steady man? Who is he? Where is he? There's a big gap in there somewhere.
And one quick thing, one of the things that I said that I'm going to focus on, and I told Ava on this, and I don't know, Susie, if I explained this to you. One of the things, one of my messages is going to be morals, values, and principles. I think we lost a lot of that. So meaning that where are you getting your ideologies from of what a man look like? And, are you getting it from a biblical point of view? Are you getting it from a spiritual? What are you basing this on? And I think that has a lot to do with it. Because if you're looking at a man, if you're looking at, you're looking at an image of Jay-Z or Snoop Dogg, not that anything is wrong with these men, but I'm just saying, where you get your ideology of what a man looks like? What is his responsibility? What are his roles are? So I'm coming this year with morals, values, and principles that we need to reevaluate that and start looking at our ideologies and question ourselves and also our self-esteem and there's a lot. But it comes from inside. So it's not even about the man, so to say. It's about what is our own images.
The good thing is, Angie, guess what? These men are everywhere.
Right.
They are everywhere. They're not hiding in the shadows. They're holding down their families, their extended families, their mother and father and grandparents. And now, they're in your life, holding down your life as well.
Right.
Because that's what I experienced with Sandy.
Right. And I have experience for the men. Yes, exactly.
The other day, I said to him, you know what you remind me of? You remind me of a maypole. Everybody has a ribbon coming from you, and we all skipping around you in a circle because he is a source. He is a prime example of what a good person is, of what a man is that's produced by a woman that's strong and outspoken and educated, and I get to win.
Right.
So I most definitely now have to implement all the things my parents gave me to now make sure I am that partner.
Right.
So
but that's you, because a lot of people, with that said, a lot of women didn't have that, and that's the thing, and that's what we're trying to figure out on how we can heal those women. And I think, and I don't think it's the man, like you said. I think it's the woman, Susie. I think it's like, that's what I'm saying. The morals.
As a woman, most women do not want to step up their game when it comes to a good man. They want to keep it key Lolo with, Tony. And don't want to step up her game knowing she's worth more. So we can't coddle them. We can't babysit them. We have to say, hey, guess what? You have struggled this long in this situation. You're ready to change. These are the things you possess that you can change. Because remember, people that used to run numbers is just like being a banker, right? They flip that into a business and send all their children to college. You could flip the game whenever you're ready to flip the game.
Okay. Okay.
So I'm not going to baby our sisters. There's a lot of work to be done, but are you going to be a soldier and do the work?
Right,
are you going
to
listen to, you know, the advice? Are you going to share in the advice that that you're hearing? Are you going to follow something and research it? My first instruction is to get a therapist. If you have a Medicaid card, you can get a therapist. And now, because of our friend Taraji Henson, you can now call and match yourself with a person of color that's a professional therapist that you can speak to.
So there's a point. Yes, and that's true. Okay, I want to ask Sandy a question. Sandy, all right, so let's take you have a woman, right? And her man, he has good qualities, but he may have a little deficit on running a household, on, you know, he didn't learn it, but he's a decent man. What would your advice be for her to be in alignment with her man, you know, not calling him names or, you know, just support? What would your advice be to that type of situation? Or maybe a man that, I'm going to give you a more difficult question, a man that just maybe he don't have a job, okay, but he has potential, and he wants to be a part of the decision making in a home. What would your advice be to that woman or to the man?
Yeah. Well, first of all, before she thinks about a home, thinks about family, she has to think about herself in terms of what does she need from him to be her partner. You know, does she have things that he has can help her to grow and get stronger? And with that being said, you have to approach him and say, you know, this is what I like to see around my house. And how does that sound to you?
Okay.
Then you got to push it to another step. It's like, well, you know, if you're here all day and I'm out working, do you think you could clean this, do laundry, and get something ready for when I get back?
Sandy, I love you, Sandy, but let me tell you, Sandy, I've been talking to these men out here. They said, listen, they're not doing all that. I talked to 10 men myself. That's what a lot of women are saying. They're saying, okay, we will do that, but what part, okay, you want me to do everything? Like, so then it becomes that. And I'm just saying that the men
that's a lame excuse. You want me to do everything. No. You sit down and you talk it through.
Right.
You talk it through. You know,
right.
You say, well, what are your strengths? Okay,
right.
Your strengths are this, this, and this. All right? What
right.
can't you do? All
right? Right.
Well, if I can't do it when I'm not here, then I can show you how you might try to get it done. It has to be done. You know, what our people don't get is the softness and the kindness of instruction. We don't get that.
Okay.
And it's one of the things I learned in teaching from the beginning until I finally stopped was that, you know, going into a rage or yelling at a student only goes so far.
Okay.
And when you bring it down to their level and trying to understand where they are and why they're not hearing you, then you can start to make some steps and make some progress.
Okay.
And I think that's what we don't get, haven't gotten historically, is the ability to sit down with a woman or a man and say, well, let's talk about this. I know how it's done, and it's going to get done this way.
Okay.
And to my mind, that's a master-slave move. Now, you tell me who wants to submit to that.
Right.
You know, I think one of the things that came of the late 60s and early 70s was the idea of, well, the emergence of the idea of women being equal partners.
Okay, right. And that's what this, being equal partners, and that's That's a concept of Diane Stewart and Black Woman, Black Love, Americans' War on African American marriages, and her whole per se was like, but she was coming from, she's a Black feminist, so. And she was just saying that it's a partnership instead of just one-sided. Like, she didn't believe in the whole, you know, a man should just run the household. But I was just talking about in leadership. Like, there's always a leader in everywhere you go. So what is your thoughts on that? And can you just give me that in, like, 1 minute? Because I'm going to hear from Avon, and then I have a call. I just want to speak or call because we got, like, 4 minutes. But go ahead.
Patriarchy has a big deficit.
Okay.
My answer to that is, what's wrong with a partnership and leadership?
Okay.
You know, how many of my young Black boys have seen their fathers verbally, if not physically, abuse their mothers because they didn't get up and do what the man wanted to do right away?
Okay.
You know?
Okay. Yeah, and I heard from that side, too, like if a woman didn't listen, especially back in the day, they'd just get beaten up. They get beaten down, but, then it's another side that women did play their role. But thank you for that, Sandy. Avon, because we got 3.51 seconds left. What are your thoughts on that, Avon?
Okay, I wanted to say a few things. Thank you, guys, because you said a lot of good things. I want to build on something that Susie had said earlier. The thing is, like you said, these men, they're good men, and there's a good situation going out there. It's not hitting theirs right next door. It's all around us. But the false perception and what we're being fed in the media is giving us a whole different perception here. And there are folks out here who, you know, they're seeing things and they're spewing things out there that, oh, men ain't this and I'm not going to do this and whatever. But the bottom line that there are people out there, couples out there, that are working together, that have the balance and have that respect out there. So it's already there. We just have to offer more images, more positive images of what it looks like and what is going on out here, where the direction that we can go, that we're not out here. We don't want to be enemies of each other. We want to be
right.
Partners. We want to respect. We want to build together. You know, we want to show love. That's what is needed out here in the world today, and we just need to offer that and show that. You know, a lot of people, we can tell people things, but you have to give them ways of how to do it. You got to show them how to do it. You got to tell them how to do it, what it looks like. Because
right.
I hear that from my children all day long. Oh, well, you know, some instances you can tell people what to do, but what does that mean? You can tell, but I don't know what that means. People, and a lot of times people will tell you, to shut you up because they don't want to be embarrassed or whatever because they don't know what the heck you're talking about. You know what you're talking about. It's quite obvious to you, but it's not obvious to everybody. It's not obvious to everyone. So we're going to have to break it down.
Yeah, Sandy, what you wanted to say? You wanted to jump in there?
I think she's very much on point. Because my real issue is having taught history and what I've seen in the movies and television and what my students are bringing to the class is that there's this big brainwash that is happening, and it has happened, and we have to fight that. We really have to fight that and to see more of ourselves in action, you know, and just watch the movement of advertising from, let's say, 2 years ago to now. And look and watch and see the couples that are there. When you couldn't find a Black couple, now we're seeing a lot of integrated couples.
That's right.
Okay. Well, guys, I appreciate Sandy. I appreciate you coming. I wish I could have went to the lines and take some questions or whatever, but we can't. But the next show, the next installment, we can have the third installment, and this time we would go over the politics. All right, of our relationship. Should women submit to their man and how politics play a role in our relationship. So once again, I really appreciate your time, Sandy. Susie, I appreciate your time for coming on the show with your life partner. And excuse me?
You got it. Anytime.
Yeah. Avon, any last words?
No, I want to say thank you to our fabulous couple and guys. So about our listening audience out there, this is what a couple looks like and how it could be their positivity out here. So we want them to come back and talk to us some more.
Yes.
All right.
You got it.
It's a date.
All right. Peace and love, everyone. Peace and love, everyone, and happy Sunday. Bye-bye.
Happy Sunday. Peace.
Peace out. Good night.
Good night.